Hello again, it's Charlie Tuna coming back at you on the radio. Another 60 minutes. I just wish there was a way to keep our kids at that real cute age of 3. But I guess taxidermy is out.
I found out that you care for another guy. I found out that you want for another smile. We are alone. Two different people can be. And it's hurting me so to know that you don't care.
The Little River Band and Charlie Tuna with the other guy. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have the energy line, the unbelievable, and we'll be talking to the other guy who happens to be the winner of a Southern California Tom Selleck lookalike contest.
Baby, you find there's only one love more than mine. I've got so much
The 21st century may experience deja vu whenever they say the words, I do. That's because men in the future probably will be marrying at least three times, and for a good reason. According to forecaster Marvin Citron, the human lifespan should increase to 150 years in the 21st century. So it follows most marriages won't last lifetimes. Instead, Citron predicts that men will marry three times while alive. He figures they'll marry once for romance, once for children, and a third time for companionship. Two career marriages will be even more common in the future than they are now. Citron predicts 75% of married couples in the 21st century will both be working, and he guesses that men and women will work together in the home. No longer will women do all the housework. Men will be pitching in too.
Charlie Tuna!
If a new Michigan poll is any indication of a trend, America's lust for the American automobile may be coming back. The Detroit News found 64% of Michigan adults think now is the good time to buy a car, while last summer a majority felt just the opposite. One in five said they definitely will buy a car in the next 6 months, and of these, 90% said they would buy American.
Energy Live.
Baby, see if I can do it with me. It's easier than I need.
doing the locomotion. You remember? The babysitter that became a star. Charlie Tuna with the Spanish import that becomes a star. Actually, he lives in Miami, but his name is Julio Iglesias. And listen to this romantic melody. Many ways to say love, but this seems to be the one that hits the ladies right where they live. Amor.
Amor. Amor. Amor. That's how I say the Latin way, how much I love you. Amor, amor, amor. For every night and every day, I'm thinking of you. Que tus besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, amor. The time is right. We have to learn to spend together. Amor, amor, amor. And who can say that from today we'll stay forever? Besos anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor, amor. That's how I say the Latin way. How much I love you. Amor, amor, amor. For every night and every day I'm thinking of you.
Amor, that's Julio Iglesias. There's $1,000 waiting for you if you can find out who actually discovered Lake Erie. The money has been put up by amateur historian Ted Wakefield of Vermilion, Ohio. He claims the credit given to French explorer Adrien Joliet for discovering the lake in 1669 is undeserved. Wakefield says there are documents proving that geographer Nicolas Sanson, working for King Louis of France, discovered the lake in 1656. But Wakefield is sure the actual discovery goes back further than that. The key, he says, are the field notes made by Sanson that will give the exact date of the lake's discovery. And Wakefield is so anxious to learn the truth that he's offering his $1,000 reward until December 31st. Any submissions made to Wakefield will be authenticated by a jury of experts he's assembled. Wakefield says the bad reputation Lake Erie has is unfounded. He claims the condition of the lake is vastly improved from what it was a few years ago, and he says fishermen can now catch more in Lake Erie than just a cold.
Charlie
Tuna on the telephone right now with Doug Simpson of Pasadena, California, winner of a local Southern California Tom Selleck look-alike contest held in conjunction with the release of Tom's new movie, High Road to China, which co-stars Bess Armstrong, we have spoken to on this show before. And how has your life changed now in the past 48 hours?
Oh, well, I think right now I'm a little spellbound by the whole thing. It was It was a good time, though, I'll tell you.
It was sort of a turn...
that crowd rowdy or what?
It was sort of a turn the tables on the men for once, and you guys paraded around, and the women got to wolf call and hoot and holler and everything else over there, didn't they?
They sure did, yeah.
Had you seen the movie, because you came as the character in Tom's new movie, High Road to China, you came as Patrick O'Malley dressed up. Did you have a chance to preview it?
I haven't had a chance to see the movie yet. I just saw the advertisements and went according to that.
Boy, the women I've talked to said you did an outstanding job. And you've got now two tickets to Hawaii. Have you chosen a companion yet?
I thought you might ask me that, Charlie. You know, I think the whole problem with it is if you take one friend, you create a bunch of enemies.
Uh-huh. So you're just going alone?
No, I'll probably end up taking somebody safe like my mom or dad or something.
Oh, I love it. Are you going to try and look up Tom Selleck when you're over there in Hawaii?
Yeah, I'd love to meet the guy, you know. That'd be great.
I'm sure he'd love to meet you. It'd be like looking in a mirror, I think, at this point. Had you been told before that you had a resemblance to Tom?
Oh, just jokingly, but I figured with a little makeup, I could probably, you know, pull it off.
Boy, you did on Saturday. It was really, I mean, you look at the poster alongside Doug Simpson, and it was like a double right there. Well, congratulations, Doug. First contest or first time you ever won anything?
Yeah, it really was. Sure. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Warner Brothers. It was a good time and something I'll always remember.
Well, I'm sure the ladies will, too. Congratulations, Doug. Doug Simpson, Pasadena, the winner of my Tom Selleck lookalike contest. That's Donna Summer and the Sunset People as they ride slowly off into the sunset. Women smell better than men. So what else is new, you say? Well, women also have a better sense of smell than men have. That seems apparent after research by Dr. William Kane, a psychologist at Yale University. For a reason not yet definite, women pay more attention to various scents than do men, and they can actually identify the brand names of smelly products. In an experiment, Kane blindfolded a dozen housewives and asked them to sniff out a variety of household products, like ammonia, mothballs, crayons, and all sorts of stinky stuff. Most of the housewives not only identified the products, but they were able to distinguish between brand names, such as Vicks Vapor Rub, Ivory Soap, and even Johnson's Baby Powder. The blindfolded gals also easily identified the aroma of chocolate. Not only that, they knew it was Hershey's. I have another story, too, about women. Some people think Beverly Hills women do nothing but paint their nails, plan parties, and sit by the swimming pool all day. Not so, says Charlene Cooper Cohen, author of The Ladies of Beverly Hills. She claims women who live in the fancy-schmancy Los Angeles suburb are being given a bum rap. First of all, they don't sit home all day. Cohen says many Beverly Hills women are professionals, everything from psychologists and business executives to doctors and lawyers. But the poor doctors, if there is one, have problems at home the public doesn't know about, too. Cohen says many Beverly Hills women have the same emotional and domestic problems other women have. Believe it or not, some actually go to PTA meetings. Cohen says very few Beverly Hills moms let servants raise their children nowadays.
Charlie Tuna.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A woman go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta run, you gotta take cover.
Tuna. headed down under. Here's a man at work, well, occasionally men at work when he teams up with the Commodores. This time, though, another solo effort from Lionel Richie. And truly.
Girl, tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words I'll always love you.
Truly. Well, truly, ladies, you can now take care of your complexion the way all the Southern Belles used to. Just get yourself a jar of genuine Mississippi Mud Pack. It's a product put out by Mud Island Company in Memphis. Spokesman Dietrich Nelson says the stuff is actual Mississippi River mud that was collected and packaged by volunteer workers. Then it's packed in a 7-ounce jar. The label of the Mississippi River mud boasts proudly that it's the natural cosmetic used by gamblers' ladies to smooth away blemishes and black eyes. But be sure to read the fine print on the jar that says that Mississippi Mud Pack is effective only when used aboard steamboats.
Charlie Tuna!
The city in the United States that experiences the most snow is Buffalo, New York, whose annual inches of snowfall come to more than 88, and not one of the snowflakes that contribute to that total is alike. It's been estimated that a New Yorker can dine out every night of his life until age 65 without visiting any establishment twice. Some of them you can't afford to. It shouldn't be surprising that Kansas tops all other states in the use of motorcycles. Kansas is flat and widespread, and the motorcycle is ideal for transportation on such terrain. Better than one out of every 20 persons in Kansas owns a motorcycle. Right, Easy Rider? And the next time someone stops you on the street and asks you to name the letters of the alphabet in order of their relative frequency of use, just say ETAISONHRDLUCMFWYPGVBKJQXZ.
The Unbelievable.
We'll be right back.
San Pedro, California. It's the biggest part of me, and you're right, it does fade at the end, doesn't it? Well, figured. Here's our thought for the day. Beware of any book that's entitled The Complete, and then has a sequel. Huey Lewis in the news. Do you believe in love? believe in love? Do you believe there is something that can get rid of that migraine headache? There's a little gizmo that looks like a blue Band-Aid might be the key to reducing the misery of migraine headaches. According to Dr. Robert Kohlenberg of the University of Washington, there's a direct relationship between migraine headaches and the temperature of a person's hands and feet. That's where the bionic band comes in. In his book, Migraine Relief, Kohlenberg describes how wearing this band on your finger helps you anticipate and avoid migraines. It seems the pain of a migraine comes from the body's overreaction to arteries opening too fast, too far, and for too long. The key to fighting migraines is learning how to control the opening and closing of the head's blood vessels. The bionic band tells its wearer how high or low the temperature is in his hand. And the lower the temperature of the hands, the greater the chance of getting a migraine. Kohlenberg says migraine sufferers can chart the changing temperature of their hands and teach themselves to dilate the finger arteries and increase the warmth of their hands, which in turn dilates arteries in the head. Hand me down.
Charlie Tuna!